Meat, meat, and more meat. Americans love their meat. We're raised on it through childhood, and our love only grows with our age. I spoke to an accredited dietitian who said the average American's diet is 47% of it. But what most of you hamburger-eating folks don't realize is the damage that's doing to the environment.
The amount of carbon released by a typical American car is about 3 kilograms. But just to produce beef for one burger, it produces 75 kilograms of carbon dioxide. So this beef-heavy diet is actually emitting more greenhouse gas than the cars that we're driving.
Okay, so take a breath and try not to feel attacked, because you don't have to give up hot dogs cold turkey, but maybe consider eating less, a trend that has recently been coined, flexitarianism.
Going vegetarian only one day a week, so becoming a flexitarian, will drop your carbon footprint by about 0.14 tons per year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's actually the equivalent of cutting the emissions produced by an entire flight from Boston all the way to Chicago.
So maybe you're ready to make the switch, but eating out stresses you out, because you don't want to go to your favorite restaurant where they have your favorite meat dish. Well, I'm here at Green San Francisco, where they do things a little differently. So come on, let's go take a look.
Greens is a vegetarian restaurant. We're very well known. We've been making delicious vegetarian food all these years. And I think probably the most noteworthy thing about Greens, just that we were presenting vegetables and vegetarian cuisine as a cuisine in its own right. So it was like a celebration of vegetables. We've always made vegetables stand on their own. We're not looking for meat substitutes.
So what's the big deal? Well, there are serious health benefits linked to eating less meat. You will be consuming less saturated fat, lowering your risk of heart disease and your cholesterol level. Not to mention, you'll see smaller numbers on the scale. There are a lot of options for meat-free meals, just as mouth-watering as their counterparts, even in the places you'd least expect it. But even Chef Somerville admits to indulging from time to time.
I'm a vegetarian, really 99.9% of the time, but occasionally I eat a little chicken and a little fish. Sometimes when getting together with friends and family, you know, it's just easiest to just have a little bite of something. So therefore, I call myself a flexitarian.
So if you are committed to reducing your carbon footprint and even becoming healthier, try it. But as Chef Somerville reiterates, when you do eat meat, you have nothing to feel guilty about.
You know, I like the saying, I like that phrase flexitarian, because you're flexible. You know, you're not rigid, you're pretty much open. I think if most people who describe themselves as flexitarians are vegetarian much of the time. And I just think that's a good place to be.